Yesterday we set off the sugya of kasha l'tshicha. We discussed if it's an haga or an iser. So Madama says it's a kabbal v'chaim v'lozhin. That's a din of iser isa v'shamuchah p'dishkach. Ma'ashenkin v'chaim v'sev v'zikaron. He brings down the haga. And let's just have to go look upon it. The Gemara of Mamshach after brings down these five, six, or six cases that kasha l'tshicha. Somehow we have an over 40 of these cases. So I saw the Isser Chaim. Why is it that we have 5, 6, and this the numerous other cases of kosher shikha? So these the different levels of shikha, and these other 5, 6 things that's in the Gemara, these are very kosher shikha. Other things are not as kosher shikha. So the different levels over here, are how things affect you, and the Vanu it says in Gemara, those things should be very medactic upon. Now the Gemara afterwards brings down 10 things that kosher limud. 10 things that are kosher limud. So the question is, what's kosher limud? What's kosher l'shikha? So Rashi says the word kosher limud means kosher l'shmoya. It's hard to listen. Adds in the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Beis Nar Chaim. It means it's hard to understand. You can't listen well. You can't understand well. So that, therefore, we have two things. One is you'll learn, you'll study, you'll have something inside of you and you'll forget. A second thing is you just won't even get it inside of you. That just sounds like two different things. It's hard to understand it. The shaila is, when you look around the Svarim, numerous times they'll bring down these 10 cases of the Gemara, these 11 cases of the Gemara, the Lashon of Kosher L'Shikha. That means the Mishibru and Simon Bezer, he brings it down under that category. Not just him, it's the Kishon Aruch, the Prima Godim, the El Rabo, Melech Hamor, the Rishon Ready. They bring down these 10, 11 cases, the Lashon of Baya, you're going to forget. So the question that if you get ready in Yerodeo, and Simon Shinai involved on the Gilead and Shulchan Aruch is, why in the world are Gedolei HaPaiskim can bring you down on the Lashon of Kosher L'Shikha? The Gemara is very clear, it's Nichol Geder of Kosher L'Limud. So the Kavach Chaim in our Chaim Sim Beis, when he discusses this, he wants to tell you, why is Kosher L'Shmoya hard to understand? Because a lot of times that's due, you forget things. That means if you won't forget things, that means everyone knows when you learn, let's say, the Yeshiva cycle, the 5-year cycle, the first time you learn it, you have a certain Avona. The next time, you're supposed to have a building upon that. A better avana, a deeper avana, a higher avana. Next time, the third time, do the cycle. Even higher, and after they go to halacha, right? You're developing, going to the next diagram over here. Some people, they do it the first time. 5 years later, it's back from scratch. And 5 years later, back from scratch, you do that for the rest of your life. That's mamash chaval. You forget things. And therefore, it's kosher to understand things. And you're back to the beginning again. No, so about the correct way is maybe double tech double, go diagrams and diagrams. And in the chiluk kosher to understand things is when you forget things. Everyone's supposed to develop themselves over time. If you get what you learned, you don't develop yourself. That's one way. They asked a question from Chaim Knievsky in the Savings of Koran. If you look at this list, people asked me yesterday, I left out a bunch of cases. I left them out. I said, because I kosher limo, that wasn't going exactly in this order. Could you put them in between? So they said, so why did Chaim do that for? Chaim put kosher limo and kosher shekho. So they asked a question to Chaim. He says, why could Shannon do that? That's the answer. Mice again to answer why you shouldn't do that for. The Gemara is very clear, two separate things over here. In the kosher of Avona, part of that is comes through the aspect when you forget things. Go through the 10 cases, 11 cases. First, the Gemara has a case where a person goes underneath the rope of a camel, underneath the camel itself. That's the first case. That's brought down again, La Locha, the Archa Shulchan, Sebeis, the Shlah. Now, today, as far as I know, we don't go underneath camels. So in the Gerit tells us we don't have camels. The only thing is more in the Gerit is when the better ones have camels, they're giving the milk over to Tanuva Kadaima. Otherwise, not to the Gerit.
Camel Dafka?
What?
Dafka the camel?
Yeah, normal, that's it. That's what Gemara says, and whatever it says, not more than that.
It happened 2 years ago that one of
the kids
went almost like a camel.
It's dangerous. You don't need a camel.
Exactly.
A second thing the Gemara says, someone who passes between two camels. I mean, even usually when you go to a trip and they give you a ride in a camel, there's only one camel there. But if you have two camels there, the Gemara will bring you down, you have a bayav kosher shikha. Again, plus can bring you down, not to negate practically. So you should make sure now walking between the two camels. The third case, and the fourth case, is very negate. A case of an isha going between two men. And fakert, a man going between two women. Now, this, again, leads to numerous problems. The Yisrael Chaim Knievsky, who's a kosher shikha for? Who's being massacred over here? It says all three of them. The ones going in between and the one on the two sides. both of them might say, I have this issue over here. Now, just to go through it a little bit slower, how to make it practical, there are a couple of contrasted just on this topic with pictures and designs, how to have exactly people standing and sitting. Fine. Just go what comes out practically. As far as they point out, there are two separate sukkahs over here. The Gemara of really three makaris for this Indian. One is the Gemara of Sofam Daf Kufir Aleph. The Gemara discusses that three people, Shloisha, Inma, Mitim, Loimis, Matzim. There are three cases that you should not go in between and they should not go in between you. A case of a kelev, a dog, a dekel, a day tree, and an isha. The Gemara brings down, some say even a chazir, and some say even a case of a nochosh. Five cases. Now, the Gemara says, if, let's say, they go in between you, what's the takano? How do you take care of it? So, if Papa says, you start, say a pasuk, it starts with the kel, ends with kel. Rashi says, a pasuk in Balak, it says, kel matim and mitzayim, ends off with the pasuk, it says, Paul kel. The Gemara goes on and saying, either a second pasuk by Yephilim, that says over there, that says it starts with loy, ends off with loy. And the lashon over there is, you say, loy ish, kel, until loy kimenu. The Gemara goes on saying, the Maisa, what's the bayah, what's the takon over here? If they're over there, you walk in between, and each walks in between you. It says, if she's b'tchilas nida, she'll kill one of them. If it's b'seif nida, make machlok between the two of them. And if, let's say, that's the case, you walk in between them. Let's say there's two nostrum, one thing on one side of the street, and the other on the other side of the street. You walk in between them. The Gemara says, the bayah, the sugi of kishif. You walk in between that the isha walks in between you, or you go between the isha, it's either a case of killing you, or fighting between the two people, or the idea of kishuv. The second marmokum, this Indian, of walking in between, is a sugin harius, the idea of kashal shikh over here. A third marmokum is a zayar that's brought down, that says a person that walks, you go between the two nashim, it says over there, if she's a nido, then you'll need to get a nichba. A sakonical epilepsy. Nich will get a koch nefesh, very dangerous, he'll have epilepsy. Says, let's say he's not a nida, says Zayar, then lead to the circle of ayin yuah, sign begufa, sign from my night. So it comes out, this idea of walking between, or them walking between you, is nich either nariga kishif, one ma'amokim, nich in the geta of kosher shikha, or third ma'amokim, nich in the geta of ayin hora, or nichba. How do you bring this down? So first, the place, when they bring it down, the two different, can bring it down from the chorus, the way of the Eli Rabble, and the Kivek of the Graz, the way they bring it down the Gemara Psachim. Sukkot Kosher Shikha, numerous places can bring it down that way. The way the Shlod, or Choshokhot, the Benishkai, they bring it down the Sukkot, the Gemara Psachim is the idea of Sakono. Others bring it down the Gemara Harius, that's the way the Shlod, or Choshokhot, they bring down the Sukkot Harius over here. The Maestro Chaim said, you have to worry about both Sukkot. He says, for example, there won't be enough communion between the two. He brings down the Maestro and says, if it's Mitzah the Sukkot of Sakono, the Gemara gives you an eight to say of Psachim. So the Sukkot of Kosher Shikha is not brought down, say the Psachim. And therefore, we'll not take care of this issue over here. And therefore, you still have a kosher shikha. That's aleph. That means to go between an isha, or an isha go between you, and say, number one, it doesn't help for kosher shikha. And number two, the Chodeshani points out, the Gemara, when it says it, if an isha goes between you, it's a losha b'dievet. But that not be semich upon that lechatilo.
That's one isha versus a group of women.
Oh, so we'll have to come to the fine. I mean, therefore, the Swarm is brought down the stifle. Chadner say very machbid upon this halacha. Again, for different curries, they very machbid upon it. So, first, the Gemara's cases between a day tree, between Chazir and Achlosh, Chlovim over here. Before we get to Anisha, which is a separate category, to be very clear. So, these things, we have to be worried about it. So, it's brought down that the Chaznish, when he moved his new deer in Rechov Chaznish, there are two day trees on one side of the street, one on the other side. And Maisa, how did he go to his house, passing between the two day trees? So there is a question of the Chazanish. Leaving down the page upon the Gemara Psachim, the Klai says, Machbe, not Machbe. And today we don't have to worry about this. There's Yibchayim and others. And Maisa, these things, these four cases, about Anachosh, Chazir, Kelev, and the column, day trees, Maisa, the others are Machbe about it, don't worry about it. But we have a Maisa Rav. Chaim says, over that way, not to worry about it. The only thing we do have to worry about now is the idea of
Isha. So day tree, let's say, with Florida.
If there are two sides, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Soon leave name, don't worry about it. Now, once again, we're discussing going in between. So first, which people are discussing over here? One says very clear, Noshim, Isha. What about children? Titanim, Titanis, Tinaikim, Tinaikis. So I see among the Svam, but Bimba Bukha had apply it. The way the Chodshani, when he discussed it, the Shevikasi, what time the Gemara said the case of Noshim? Noshim means the Noshim, the women. If it has to be Dafka, someone who is older already. Shevikasi, it's an Isha, someone older. And therefore, when they get to kids.
What Noshim means females?
Noshim means usually it doesn't include with it, that's what they're saying. It doesn't include the children. And the Gemara discussing of them, Nida, Nan, Nida. So we see in the fact that we're discussing this concept earlier, that's the category they're putting it under. Therefore, they want to know all children are Beseder. That's one Shita.
About five.
You want to know if you're a child? No. Buy a bat mitzvah. One Malach, buy a bat mitzvah. One Shita. A second Shita, Isra B'Yashir, he said, no, it means Ruel Abiyo. That's therefore, it says a girl be the age of three, and a boy be the age of nine. A third sheet of the Sulmas Chaim says an Isha Zeroy Lirois. Not a Shia Soliat. That's the category over here. A fourth sheet is brought down by Binam from Mekelm, Simcha Zisol, that he wants a Taina. The Gemara is saying that Dafka, if you people who are. It brings right again, you have to know it's coming from what time Dafka, but Zloshi wants to be married. The Sulah is another category. Even until you get married, not a problem. I'll. Simcha Zisa Mekel. Put down Levi Yo. The Sulis are not Nechali Ged of Noshim. And this Indian over here, walking between Noshim, he says, words are the Sulis are not Nechali Ged of Noshim. And he finished Shita, Shai Dabliski, with Machman everything. So we have Mamash Bekotz Al Kotzer, from no kids, till you get married, till Rada Biyo, till Roit Sidam, till everything's awesome. What to go do? Gitaina, we have Ramah by us. If I come here, scan to me, Sira. Sveik is over here. So, Avadar is what to be chayshish to be mach before.
It's going to get
after
the first day
that
school gets out.
Oh, right. So, the question is what to go do in these cases. So, number one is, again, that's the first question. Second question is, you're staying in school and the kids around. What about your own family, your own house? Your wife, your daughters, your kids. What about Nebeso? So, again, what about in that case? So, come along. I do not see anyone disagree. They say the mice, but Nebeso is Nechel's concept. Yashir, Chodshani, Chaim, Chodliski. Nebeso is Nechel's concept. They ask, what about your wife? Mamash, your wife?
That's a
shayla.
What does that mean?
That's
in
the book your wife.
So the Chanishim Chaim, Tzarek says, the Maisa Echonami. Or even your wife. The Uvetz of Prime is a tshuva. Let's say a tame and you have two wives. I thought it was very cute. Who would like to think about such a question? I should not pass for follow here. But Maisa, he has a tshuva about Ayin Trump. What's the get? You will discuss it. But so Maisa, they come out, they say, it's the get to your wife. It's the get to Nebesai. And it could be the get to children. All that to Goyim in the street. So there is a Masham who discussed it in Shuva. And in Chel Dalt, in Mitzat to Machmer, and Maisa is farming down Masham to Machmer. With Yad Avram Chayim, Yad Avram, living it down, nothing real, she goes to the Nevesh. Even the Goyim.
What's considered going between?
We'll get to. Okay, first, we got the people. First question, the people. What people were discussing over here? It came out, Tamaz Mavucho, they based it in Machmer, the wife of Machmer, and even Goyim of Machmer. That's the people. First question over here. Second shot over here.
Two daughters.
Second thing over again, there's no people. The second thing is, the Gemara says not to pass through them. That's in the case you're standing and they're standing. What happens numerous times, you went in line for the makolet, right? Tell about your wife, taking the kids, and there's an isha in front of you, the isha behind you. Now, a lot of people, stamish should not be behind the isha, they go to the side. That'll be the correct and hoga for a couple of reasons. That you should not be behind the isha, and that's when Eretz Yisrael, you see the lines are never straight. When there are men or women, it could be you could try to cut off, but usually it's not mitzvah that. It's just, that's the issue, you don't stand behind the issue, that's fine. The question is mitzvah this sugar is nichl geda of kosher shichol, nichl geda of sakonu. So the is the base baruch, he has back and forth about it, the Osnit Brew, 14 volumes, the Gilman Zilber. Right, see, come along, and the Meister, it sounds like at the end of the day, Meister wants to be machmer, the able to do it, but it's fine, the time left, and now it's all the Meister time is. That lot after the deer is passing through, even standing there or sitting in between them, is nichel in this category over here. Sorry? They're talking to each other. We're talking to each other. They are. We're talking to each other. We don't have a zilber right back and forth each other. Now, I'll tell the shady. the Isil Yashiv, and what?
Only if the two women are talking.
No, we'll get to that concept also. Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. The Isil Mishas Yosef and the Yashiv, they want time that says over, pass through them. And what Gemara says, not more than that. So it's a shadow. What happens if you're then not you're not passing, you're just standing over there, The Isil Chaim Knievsky, not Isil Mishas Yosef, he writes about it, says Tzarek. Shadow, how to look upon it. A third question over here is, let's say you're going to pass through them, but they're not nice standing, they're sitting. For example, the two sides of a bus. They're on two sides of an airplane. Can you pass through? I have a friend of mine, they told me that his father goes on the bus in the States, and he sees the two people, he makes him believe he's Meshuggah and stands in the front. It's fire, two sides, a condo.
Where are you going on a plane?
So in America, you won't get away with it. But in America, you don't get it. Sounds like you won't pass.
First question.
So the question over here is that in the category when the mice that's sitting over here, the two Gosher were sitting. I mean, the only time the Gemara really discusses sitting is when the gate to Kishim. The Gemara says you're on one side sitting in the street. The other side of the street, when the gate to Kishim. Today, we're not discussing the Bikram Kishim. So the question, the gate to Sakono, or Koshel Shecho, if the Noshim are sitting over here and you're passing through, there's a nichel in the category over here. So if Rashaim with this question, Rashaim Blitzki decided this way, so the mice is not negated. The Gemara says they're walking and you pass through them. So that's the problem. So the Gemara is discussing, we don't see anywhere about sinning. Right. So once a time, a daf in the case where they're not sitting in this place.
From the Gemara on his own.
Two different sides. It could be maybe a different svara. It could be that they're two different sides and they're not really together. Could be they're not together. This is one side, this is the other side, they're not together. Maisi Isaac Chaim Kiyevsky, different svara, it's not clear exactly what he held. I see the Sefer Zecha say, Maisi wants to be machlok for it. Not clear. Maisi, again, the svara are matzad and multi makel over here. Now, in the case of the Maisi, when you have this problem, when you want to be machlok, and let's say you walk in the street, and there's girls, like you said, the Beishak comes out, you want to pass in between them, what is the Maisa the Eitzel? Especially if you mach my kids, it's very hard around the Shiva, like you're saying, what's the Eitzel? So the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, a Kadmoin, he brings down, the Eitzel is to hold the stick. Why? It's Dichel Gerev Chatzitzel.
Oh, that's what
Piskei Tshuva. He says, nah, stick, hold your tabak, your stuff box, I guess your cigarette box. And so they can't do that to hold your payas. You see a lot of people, when you walk in between, they hold the payas over here.
When you hold your phone.
Maisi, the Ishim Shom Zalman says, when you stop, you hold on to Chafzat Shom Mitzvah. The Ishim Chaim Knievsky says, the Koran, he brings you down the same thing, you hold the stick. If not that, you tap back. If you have no other option, then he says, then you hold on to your payas. It's again, the words of the Piskei Tshuva is Nichel Gerev Chatzitzel. It's not you walk in between. This and this is walking in between. That just seems to be understanding that way. Therefore, the Chaim says, therefore, negate a case on the boss, you want to walk in between. He wants to tell you that if you have an armrest there, then he says, in that case, you can't do it. No, not a problem. You on the boss in the airplane, they have an armrest. That's also a half second between. You're not in between them.
Two men. Walking.
Now, the Isra Chaim Kanievsky is saying, Dafka, these things over here, he said, that's what could be anything you're holding on to. They point out, not Begadim, Begadim is part of what you're wearing over here.
And what it so, is not part of
you. So, also, they're being down tzitzis. The God of Isra Chaim on Shabbos, let's say you want to walk in between holding a tzitzis, so his sheet is, you're picking up your tzitzis, you want to do that by Yabbat carrying on Shabbos, total. If that's true or not, you want to tell him it's the Sugi of total. Maisa, those one time, that's the Eitzo. Asada Sheni, the Maisa, the Maisa, the Kiddush over here, say, Nichol Yadav Chatzitzo. Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld says in Silmas Chaim, not so. Chazanish says not that way. But the Yashim Chodshan, they want to be machmer. Therefore, the Sfarim say, if Vlad not chilim not to be settled upon it, when you stalk, what do you see people do? Mice, you see people hold on to payas. They hold on to something. Take out your pen, hold something over here. You shouldn't hold on to something when you're stuck. We have no other option over here. What? It sounds like that. Not really. Others want tiny echlam. You have real mechitza. That's real mechitza. Is an armrest better? Again, Chaim says anything works. So I don't know because he said I don't know. It's a chiddush. He brings down the Piskei Tshuva. That says boy. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Maisi, quoting the Chazanish. Maisi, he began to say his current name, Michael. No, he is saying over this Chazanish. He, the Maisi, was Machmer Chaim. And no, that's what he writes. He has a Goyish Miskov and Nefesh. Chaim said he Mach, but he himself says his current name is Eitzel. Again, what you saw? That's what you're going to do. anything. L'chaim should call over. Now, the question over here is, let's say they're walking, and they're more than 4 hours apart. Are they walking? Can you walk in between them? So come on, the Ben Ishchai, you discuss this, and about it, they're not associated one to another. A big this one, Taina, Rabbi Yashiv, Chachani, others, they're not walking together. That's actually together. A guy from Chaim wants to be pushed for it.
No,
Chaim, the Chaim said just to call not Chaim. Those four things.
This is mavur that if you're Chaim for the Dekalim, even if on the two sides of the street, it's also right. Then you're supposed
to.
That's
a mavur from the Chaim. So I hear some Chaim said to be Chaim. No, I'm not sure where the Dekalim were exactly, and how far apart. Maybe Dal Amskun the Chasnish. The mice they discussed. Sometimes you have in your house and you walk in between. Is this a halacha applied also to the house? You have your kids around, your wife want to be mach upon them. Do you walk in between your kids who are girls? Is that the same issue over here? So there's the person who is the Rakoshover, the Solomon Yosef, the same person is the Solomon Chaim. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He has the same exact question to both of them. Solomon Chaim writes back. The mice says the case walking in the street and you walk in between them. Therefore, there is no problem. The Rakoshover wrote back that true between the Sugya and Psach Matzakono. As the sugya of kosher shichcha does not say that, and as kosher shichcha you have no head to the bias. The one that my mokum coming from a second my mokum in nafkamino, get a woman nafkamino the pasuk help. That's my shor b'chaim. The second nafkamino where you're coming from is idea. It's the help in the house.
So now as you're going with a safe
in the house, you should make sure you have boys only.
That's shiner and solus in my question.
So the Rabbi Shalom Maisa says a person should be machpid upon it. Now, we see a lot of times when people want to walk in between, they go, a lot of my simple, some odd reason, there are people on one side or the other side, I'm not sure why that came out that way. So, what people do, especially after a kopa, is they hold, a person goes in front, a man, you hold on to him. The question really is, when it says the halacha is a man should not walk in between two women, what about two men? Can they walk in between two women?
You said the women have to be together. A lot of times it's just...
No, we'll get that also. So a lot of times they are, and you still walk in between them. Or there are people around. So first, the Ben Ishchai, when he meets Dan and he says, Halacha is one man between two women and one woman between two men. It's two and two is no problem. And therefore, what people are doing, I don't think they're holding on because they're holding on to Chafis, the guy's a Chafis. I think they're holding on because now we're walking together. That's what we see a lot of times they do. We're walking between, they hold on to somebody else in front of them.
When was the last time men held heads?
No, I hold on to a person. To go
say,
to
they
to
they why can't they just walk together if you were on holding hands?
You can. The problem is usually it happens when guys are in front of you and you're behind him.
Right.
That you can. Echlam, you do side by side, 100%. 100%. The question over here is, what happens when this halacha is dafka when these women are bekfias, or let's say they're walking with the same thing. That means they're walking in the street. The halacha is you're not supposed to walk behind the isha, so you won't pass her, and to go by anyone. You won't pass, you go in between two women. So is that, they're just walking, they're not bekfias, they're not standing there shmoozing one with another. Is there by yom tzal sigur sakana? You have to pass through them, but let's say they're walking also. They're not bekfias. Is there by yom? So they point out to you, you ran past one person in the street, you're going to get another person in front of you anyway. Don't get much out of it. Afilacha of not walking behind the Isha. But if you can, should you pass everyone, pass them? So the Maestro, Chaim Knievsky, that brought down the quote of Solomon's Chaim, says, Alocha dachu in the Bekfias, the sign of shmoozing. That means usually after classes, after the chuppah, the sign of shmoozing, that's when the massive issue comes out. And walking in the street, you're shmoozing with these girls, you have to know they come out of school, you have to know if they're... They're standing around schmoozing, you have another issue. Most of them, they're just going somewhere, I'm not sure. They know where they're going, but they just all go somewhere. So, but it's not that, since no kfiyas over there, they're achil licho, not nichol in this inn of sakon over here.
And Makola is like Rebchaim, that is a kfiyas. Same Rebchaim.
Rebchaim says there's no problem with you. When they're walking, there's no kfiyas over there.
Makola,
no, there's a kfiyas. They're talking, a lot of times they're standing there talking to each other.
A lot of times not.
Yeah, if they're not, there should be an issue.
What? But Rebchaim is the one that says it is an issue.
If it depends, again, he's discussing the idea of standing in between two women. I mean, if they're talking to each other, there's a bayah, not talking, there's no problem. I'm not sure if they're connected or the idea of this one be conveyed, they're just standing there. No, it could be a job different. It could be no. Not that they have to be talking to each other, be conveyed. That's standing there. That's them up over there. I just find it very cute a lot of times that when I walk and the women are discussing walking with my wife, I don't want to walk in between. It's so like I run up And my wife, like, she sees me running. She's also driving. I'm like, I always afterwards, like, no, she always forgets. Like, or like, I slow down, so she slows down. Like, no, either one of us has to be different speed to, like, not be in between. So
like, maybe if you hold your wife, then maybe it's.
No, it's like, oh, I forget. It's every time. Like, I just call Shushir because she eats olives.
If it's one, it's fine.
No, it's my wife on one side and the other girl on the side. So, whatever. So again, or there are two women, they're talking to each other. Or some are not talking, some it's just fair, just standing there. So always like either speed up or slow down, and usually my wife, if I do it too early in advance, she does, it doesn't usually work out. That's really like at that moment, not be walking with her. But that's the guy to the end of Sakona. Again, it's very important, all these halachas. Why should be Shalom Bayis? In this case, what's the Bayis of Shalom Bayis?
Stop asking a shayla.
One more thing, group of people.
Yes.
Is it one woman, two women, or let's say you have a group of
women? Group of women against the kfias, you walk between kosher shifa. You have to hold on to something.
If you're walking, with, if you're walking with your daughter on one side, if you hold on to her, you're not over being seen else, but there's another lady on the other side, because you're holding on to your daughter. It's not how.
She's a girl on one side.
Like
she's standing there, big fierce over there. No, again, I think a man is definitely get up two people. I think the idea of men, when you hold on to a man, it's not two men between two women. Not instead of holding on.
No, I'm saying it's not over being.
I am.
No, because you're
walking with your daughter on your left, and there's a lady on your right. If you hold on to her, you're not over being staying on. Same thing with a man with his wife. You're not over being staying on. You're walking together with this lady, this girl, whatever.
The other lady is not the kfias.
Hair. No, one's big kfias. You guys think
one
big kfias.
What if it's more than two?
The fifth case of the Gemara is costing. That's kosher limud. Is he going underneath a reich ra shel nevela? If you have nevelas around, make sure. The point is point out, we see the idea of reich ra shel nevela. As a smaller person is roughly, we see by Moshe Beinu when you're headed from the side of the table, you make sure
it
should smell. With the next topic of the Gemara, the fifth case of kosher limud, is.
So the bottom line over here, by the way.
Bottom line of women, we have to appreciate them. We have to realize that they have a being a sayer over here, as the Gemara says in Nido, and you have to understand what that means, being a sayer.
You get too much of being a sayer, you forget.
No, the Chamtov is, I have Mukhas as a Chosh, it's a look around, it's not so. Fine. Being a sayer. Right? Some sort of answers, because I want to. Yeah.
Well,
we've gone through that part.
The Bina means they have Nosh Natas Kalis and there's Bina Yisera. So what's Bina? What's Das?
It's being recorded. Mom's going to listen to this. Watch.
Okay, well, you can turn off the recorder.
I'm sorry for what it says.
Where's it again? Bina
Daf? Daf Behaver Base? Bob? Emma's Dora. Torah is Torah. Emma's is Emma's. Nosh Natas Kalis, right? What's Bina? What does that mean? Maybe Dom touched over. So that's I'm safer if your das is warped, and you're maybe building upon that, so you're making things even worse, counterproductive. And therefore, yes, Noshim has been Yaseira. They're warping things that are warped already and counterproductive over here. That's I'm safer. And he had three wives. Fine.
Not at the same time.
Right? And not just him. I found a couple of them saying the same story. As my wife spoke in my shayva brachas, and she got up and started off a speech for my brother. He isha, he satan, he malchum ovis, he ate arav and made many oven. It's a rosh and chumash, quote for quote. Fine. Where were we? Back to rechava tachas the nevela.
Okay, but the bottom line can't go
there.
Bottom
line, we should not go
there. You're not going to women.
But next thing is now we're going to talk to the veil over here. And again, they point out that a reach is very important. We see by Yosef HaTzadik that when he went down to Mitzrayim, they made sure they had a good reach. And by Yecheved,
and in the reach. Also, when your own family can't do anything either?
You should make sure you know the problem. Yes, we should be mapping your own family, 100%.
Could you like wear something on you, or is it like
a coin? Like a whole
strap? You got like a.
No, that's probably like. That's part of you. You have to. It sounds like you have to hold something. Hold something. That's the eight people walk around holding their phone today. I hear those people have other issues. Fine. So again, sitting between, I don't see it. It says that Pimava passed in between them. The only question again by the line case, we have that real question: standing or sitting by the line? Again, so that's. Some must sit in between two noshim. That's some not the correct thing to go through. They are going to be mazik also. The Eitzim Chaim, who has it to happen to, not only to you, it can happen to them also.
But they have the Nehira, the last person there. They have the same. Behind you in the Makolot.
I heard. The, again, Pashin, that's Kosher Shukla, is only in Hoggah. There's no lift Nehira on the Hoggah. According to those who hold the Eitzim, it might be a Bayah. Now, the sixth case over here is going underneath the bridge that water did not pass there for 40 days. Again, brought down with the place from the far from Shukla and others. I don't think it's going to get to us. Underneath a bridge that water did not pass for 40 days.
There's an overpass.
Oh, yeah. So the Shmish Kufa never says the Dafka bridge is made to over water and then the water went away. You have the overpasses that were not made to go over a Nachal over a Nachal. It's not Nachal together.
You have places that dry up.
If that will be that it was made to go over the Nachal and Nachal, they'll have this issue. And Kalami. The seventh case of Gemara is to eat pasta that was not fully cooked. Brought out again by the Aruch Shulchan, the Shulchan, others bring it down. Now, usually when you buy bread, challah, from a store, it's fully cooked. When you're making it at home, so sometimes, of course not your wife, but sometimes, or your children, they make it, and they serve it on Shabbos, and then what's the options over there? So if the wife realizes it, she says the same thing, oh, come on, it's not kedai, so fine, love dafka, you should eat it. But if the wife says, oh, it tastes delicious, and you have a bayam, so it's a shalom bayis over here. So the amachik shem Hashem, so certainly, you say, yes, it is delicious, and it's wonderful, terrific. But next Shabbos, I don't want you to work so hard to make such challahs over here. I want to make life easier for you to buy from the store. It's also the chulin get of kavod Shabbos.
Could you eat the power in
that roll? That sounds like should not be an issue. The problem is the thing itself that's true. Now, I'm not sure what to, number one, by the case. It says there'll be a pass. Possible with kistin. Like kids make cookies all the time that are not fully made, or cakes that are made. I assume Nichol will get a pass. You could say maybe dafka pass, not more than that. Another thing they discussed, what about cookie dough that's made not to be cooked anymore? What? No, for Gersh, it says, no, Fosh Pratt is everything over there. Except that Dachti, no, not for to say, everything for Gersh. That this not direct to have it with milk or with meat, therefore it's more different. I guess, but doing it for a carrot. The pasta means even pasta with kistin. Except the direct not to have it together. No one has cake together with meat. Now, they discuss about cookie dough or things may not be fully cooked. So I see the Shulchan Aruch HaMakot that says if that's a derech, that's made that way. That's not fully cooked. Negate the Shabbos, b'mavucho, can you heat that up on Shabbos? Because now is it nichol, again, a Michael that is mavucho called tarkai, this stamp of yachloi? Well, no, it's still not fully cooked. It's an interesting
what about
to
a rear steak?
So this negate the pass, it says.
No, on Shabbos.
So on Shabbos, again, I showed you the Maram Kremis, right? The Mavucho. We had a couple cases. The souffle, you would just call it. The Duchencho, I forgot what it was. The fried stir fried.
Okay.
And the question, raw steak on Shabbos, what is that? I'll give you my Kremis afterwards.
Again, Shabbos.
The question now is, what defines cooked? The Shabbos is nichol together, that's fully cooked, and now what you're doing more than that is now is only stamp kviyafalai. You have a rear steak. Is rear steak, can you heat that up on Shabbos? What's your question? There's souffles that people have the chocolate side that's not cooked yet, not fully cooked. Is that deraisa or motor? What's your question? No, the question then, numerous cases like that. But the eighth case of Gemara is you'd have, the Gemara says the case is called Shicha, Eichel Bosom Mazuma Melistrain. So Rashi explains you have this spoon over here that you would stir and take off the steam and the froth, and now you take this spoon and then you eat with it, Bosom. Now, the way of Chaim himself is not clear what exactly that means. He says, first of all, when it says the word Bosom, means Nafka Bosom. That's Aleph. I mean, someone say, not the way with the dafka bosser. He's not sure if it means the bosser stuck this spoon, or you take the spoon and you eat all the bosser with it. So fine, so you have to know, if you have this spoon over here, now, a vada means if you take a spoon in your withdraw, you take out the taste of what you're eating, that's not in the category. I mean, you have to take a spoon, you're taking away the broth or the steam over there, and then that spoon, if something's stuck to it, or eat with it, that's the bayah of kosher shekho. The ninth case of the Gemara is you drink water that goes through a basic forest over here. So they point out there are numerous waters that come underneath the basic forest, and you have a bayah of kosher shekho. So it's a question to Shlomo Zalman, he says, when it goes through pipes and it's not mugulo, it's not a problem. It's a dakwa, it's my mugulum go through the basic bars. When it's inside pipes underneath the ground, it's not nichnas geta of kosher l'shecha. Now, numerous people have asked me, when you bring food to the basic forest, is there a bayah? Is there a problem? One of the markers they put it to, want to blame it upon, or at least just tell Sue, is this a girl? The water, the amas of mine that goes through the basic forest, you have a bayah, kosher l'shecha. So does it mean all foods have a bayah, and where the mamukh is coming from, the basic forest as we walk around? We know that Eichlem Mamashka Tachsa Mito Ruach Ra. We know touching food before until time in the morning is Ruach Ra. It's Nichla category of Ruach Ra. So that's the reason why people say, or Eichlem discusses, is there a bayah of any food that went to the Beis HaKoros? The Maisa, there's no makor for that. The best you have over here is Am Samayim, the Eis of Chaim, or the Eis of Atayas Paz, or Zichron Yitzchak, others. They come along the Taino, then Chila not to go do it.
Why? In Meron, it's all over the place.
The Chachila not go do it. And the Mamok that come from the Locha in Hilchos of Avelis is in the Beis HaKoros you now eat and drink. Mechaber says cannot eat and drink in the Beis HaKoros. What's the reason? That's Loig L'Rosh. Just like you should not show your tzitzis that they can't, you can. They cannot eat the Mason.
Eat.
It's the words I think Ke'in Loig L'Rosh. It's teaching them.
Because
also they always play brachas. Even if you made a bracha out of the basic forest, do not eat us like L'Rosh.
Right. Loig L'Rosh by tzitzis didn't mitzvahs. They're all without mitzvahs.
So, there are places, again, you look at Shulchan Aruch, they point out, and it says, it's a mechaber, eating and drinking is a nechel in the idea of Loig L'Rosh. They point out to not say not the food that's there is an isser. So therefore, they say that chila not to bring it there. The ma'aser is a bayah of ruach. Once the ma'aser, the food was there, the ma'aser should not be any isser. You have no ma'am welcome to aser it. The tenth case is to mistakel upon a mace. Now this ma'aser is brought down by the mishabru and seven bays and the aruch shulchan over there, the chodesh over there. They bring down not to mistakel the face of a mace. Now the chaim can ask you, can noshim go do it? Because yeah, of course, shulchan does not apply to the case of noshim. Now the Swam say very clearly the loshon is a stakless steering. We have Amo. Mice is mutter over here. They point out, what about looking inside a picture? Mice is not in the mace itself. Mice is no is over here.
A picture of the mace.
What?
A picture
of the mace, yeah.
You need to identify a mace.
You should, for a bunch of reasons, yes.
What's the other one? Identifying the mace as a
stack
or?
So it's not, it's maybe it's this one being. No, be masked right. What they're doing. By Chalidim, that's not the correct one.
No,
okay.
Identifying the
mace
as a
stackless
or
that's. No, it's a circle, you have to. I think it's a stackless for sure. Poshu, that is a stackless.
These caution shifters by doing also?
So. I think, Rechaim said yes. Rechaim said, even my Rechaim Kosher Shekho. Now, the more has the Yesh Urim, the last case is the Ksav Agabe Akever. He sees the top of a cave over here. Now, this idea is also brought down by the Shemur and Sembe, or Kishukhan over there, the Kishukhan brings down, the Kivagim, the Kivagim, the Rabba, all bring it down. That means you have a cave, and you have the words there, and people know they go to basic forest and start reading all the. I know this person, I know the question by the Gdalma section. So what are they doing over there? It's kosher shekho. So El Magi tell me, no, I'm not reading my mouth, I'm saying with my eyes. Here.
It's in
the word. Oh, okay, fine. So, Kamal Mepaiskim, says, even with your eyes, no difference in reading with your mind, with your eyes, or in case of your mouth. Also, no kosher shekho. So the question is, what does a heter? So they point out, there are, usually you ever see on the cover, it's engraved. It's not smooth, it's engraved. So the Kamal of the Kishon and Aruch, it brings down, and then was supposed to bring down the concept when it's engraved, it's what's being it's not smooth, it's engraved, not nichol, it's iser. But even though they're engraved, they're putting the yoy inside, I think since it's engraved inside, mice are not nichol, the get of the iser. Now others want a fact upon it, and say mice is not a clear makar, but most places can be down. Mechaim brings down for the yoy of oimitz, if you have a rack on top of it, which at one time takes kiv kosher shicha, plus the idea of it being engraved, it's not a problem. Everyone knows those brought down that people, when they leave the basic forest, leave the kever, they put a rack on top of it, that's a zecher shaboy. So the Chaim says that together, they should remember you as a zecher. You leave, put a rack on top of the kever, you see the racks around it. Now, they do point out, if you go to basic forest, where people are not sharing Torah mitzvahs, the economy is not engraved, and don't read the Oisius. I said, if you go to a cave that's not sharing Torah mitzvahs, that's not engraved, you might see read the Oisius, it's kosher shukah. Yeah, you should be machmir about that. The Eli Rabbo, when he beats it down, I'm kivegu. What?
The ice is like a sticker on top of the heaven.
So again, so then they point out that if it's, when it has to be engraved inside, I think it was being boiled, it was being stuck out. Mice is not that simple.
As long as it's not a question, I'm saying, is a sticker considered boiled?
Yeah,
the
sticker, what is a sticker?
A little boiled.
No, it has to be, it can be engraved, not being stuck out.
Right, no, because his question is, a sticker, is that also called boiled?
That's, no, no, it's like if it's even or sticking out does not work, it has to be engraved.
Right, so you're saying a sticker would be a problem.
Yeah.
Tables today are all smooth. Means that you engrave it and then fill it up.
So that's what I warned about. That's they seem to engrave it and they put ink inside.
And then
no, it's not smooth. It's always engraved.
It's engraved somewhat. It's engraved somewhat.
Is it reading the whole thing or if it's engraved and it's filled up?
Any ksava on top of the camera.
So how do you find the guy? What's that?
What?
You can't read it.
No, so it's engraved.
No, if it's not that.
Can you getting to who are going to? Everyone's engraved over here.
So if it's engraved
and
filled up with ink, then it's okay.
Your wife finding that.
Again, I said I don't know why they put ink inside. I'm not sure how to look upon that. I'm not sure. But the Maisa, it seems that's the basic question doing. I don't know. Go to the Chanus cave and see what it has over there.
Why
now,
it's
now they say this halacha applies whether you know the person or not. The Shmuel Gemara never says. Applies to Incham Kamitsu. The fact that we ask to go, he said, Sarachian, Nichol upon that. The Eitz that's brought down by the El Rabbi, you're right, and the Kitzer, as you say, for a school for this, it's say Avarabo. Say Avarabo is a school to take care of Kosher Shechol.
By the grave.
No, so he says on this specific case, the Incham Kamitsu is negated to all Kosher Shechol, as he says, he doesn't know. And as far as I know, at least it's brought down the Kitzer, the El Rabo, the Rav Kivega, the Shmuel Nefesh, Kuti Marif, and the
Chisrael.
Until
the Rabo,
until the Yachet Chobi Havo.
Until
the Yachet
Chobi
Havo.
Say it before you read it.
Say it before you read it.
It says Avar Rabo. Don't say Avar Soilu, I hear. When
do you say an extra one or just
Avar? No, when if you read Iksav that was not Shakua, you have a Bayak, Kosher Shechol, this is the Segula to take care of it.
Do you
say
an extra Avar or
just an extra Avar? No, an extra one. Say right now, Avar. Don't say Lechatkin. The Maestri point out, Mishmur left it out. Mishmur examined Salocha, if he quotes his question, he left out the Zaitzel. Not sure. And these are the 11 cases in the Gemara. Come on, the place came and they bring down. There's another case. It says over there that when they went out of Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael complained about the man that they remembered the fish that had in Mitzrayim, and they remembered five things that they had: that kishum, that watermelon, that avatichim, the chatzir, betzalim, and shuman. These five things.
That they remembered, forget.
And no, we don't have it right now. It says a Pischa Zitrosa, the Maisha, why did the man not taste like these five things? Because these five things are kosher l'talmud. It says Yalki Ruveni, why did these five things did not have? It's kosher l'talmud. That's why the man did not taste this way.
Tzarayat's warm
tongue. They bring it, yeah, it's kosher l'talmud. So, Kamon Chai Kanyaski, in the Savior's Karn, in a Tzoros Revius, he brings down this Medrash over there, like a Toy. He says, if so, and the other thing is kosher shikha, are four of these five things over here. These five things.
Kosher
to Talmud. Kosher to Talmud. Which those want to say, we should come out kosher shichol, right? Same category over here. Now it comes out, one thing is, let's say watermelon, avatichim, avatiach. So, you cannot have avatiach? So, the Isram Chaim Kniyavki, the Maisi cannot have avatiach, says, well, Chazal's avatiach is not today's avatiach. So, the Isram, so what is avatiach? He says, maybe it's a melon. So, fine, it's not, you can have a melon. So fine. It's not clear what it is. But the Maisa comes out, the Gemara is saying a case of betzalim, onions, shum, garlic, avatiach, right? So because, as you can tell me, it's b'shem mitzvah de davara. But the question over here is, why in the world are the oil not makkel upon it? So you can say three things over here. Number one, first of all, is brought down the sefer Ella, the Dal Halacha, the picture book. Ella, the sefer name called Ella. Chaim Kanievsky, the sefer came out with a bunch of pictures of all what he's doing. It's called Ella. Ella Dal Amos Halacha. It's called Ella. So over there, the Maisa is brought down. He's not. He Maisa eats these things. He himself does it. Could be why. Second, there's a Malbim in Simon. There's a Malbim Eretz Chemda. The Kamal Tainis. The first of all, The man tastes like zaysim. He eats these kishum, avatichim, betzal, v'shum. That's aleph. The second is the Malb Meisel points out the man tastes like zaysim, tastes all the things. Why daf these five things? So Pashas, our sugin, our Gemara does not hold of it. Lohidi says, the Sfi says, why Rashi brings down other reasons why not that these five things not taste this way. Rashi and Chumash. Gemara also brings down other reasons why. Divrei Taina, the Maaser will not be Choshish Kol Kach. Where's the Malv? Not be Choshish Kol Kach. Because the Maaser, it's a Chiddush over here. This Medrash, basically, is sick to Zutra also. But the Maaser does not sound like all other Medrashim or the Rishon of Pesach and the Maaser bringing down. They do not seem to be worried about the concept over here. Number three, when the Issa question of Chaim, Maaser says that the Issa, the Bayad only have a lot. Sass is mutter. So I guess onions we have a little bit, garlic a little bit. Watermelon, you have to know who the Maaser is. Some people sit down and have a watermelon. So then if they sit down and have a watermelon, if you want to be chushy, the thing of its source, or vias of the safe as a current, the Maaser is mind welcome for it. They do point out, if so now, what's the other reasons why these five things the Maaser do not taste for the man? Again, says the Sifri, what time Rashi on the pasuk over there? Because the kosher for menekes. Rashi and Yuma says, kosher to muberes umenekes, these five things. If so, the question is, so muberes umenekes have onions, have garlic, have watermelon. Because that's the other reason when it is brought down by Chazal, by Rashi, the Maaser, maybe they should not have these things over here. Maaser, the question is, can you ask you, Tzorachian? Maaser talking about Noshim over here, so not Nichol Gena Kosher, Shechal Lima, there's only that no Itzer. But Maaser, it could be just maybe why they do have it again, that even though it's true, this is the Metzias that happens to them, that's why we do not want them to have it, but Maaser, the Kosher Lima does not apply to them, but Maaser, we should let them go eat it, not a problem over here.
Are there
those
that don't hold
it? What?
Are there
those
that don't hold
on
this thing
eating onion? I don't know. Ask Kosher Limud?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, we should might have learned because that's Pasha's the best my welcome. Again, the Maimok itself is not per Tom, not per Shunim, not per the first game. Again, we want the best writer. If Mechaim had to come on to the fourth Madur to add it in, so you see, and he himself is not knowing that way. It's like Sasa Maisa's Mutter. So let's look for the best writer. Now, just we mentioned the idea of Nichba. Nichba is epilepsy. So just to focus on what is Sakon and the idea of things that maybe they Nichba, of epilepsy.
What is
epilepsy? When you fall down, the Yezid says Koch Nefesh Mamish. The Tshuva Negeta Shabbos, Koch Nefesh Mamish. Uncontrolled seizures, that's really what it is. So, there's a couple of cases. We go to first, there's a case that's very clear that someone's Mashamash Mitosai before Or HaNer, your kids have epilepsy. It's a Mechabern Reish Mem Sivta Zayin. Make sure there's no Or HaNer. Aleph, that's one case that's brought down. The second case in Reish Mem is brought down. If you Masham Ritosar with a kid sleeping on the bed, also a tinnik will have epilepsy. Again, it's brought down by the Mechaber over there. The third case is, after you go to the base, Kisi at Tashmash right away, you did not wait Chetzi Mil, did not wait 9 minutes. Again, Mishruim is down. Also, in the post coming down, the Bayam Tzad Sugar of Nechba, of epilepsy. You have to wait Chetzi Mil, 9 minutes, or we mark for 12 minutes, depending on what the Shiva Mil over here is. It's the third case. A fourth case we mentioned by also our sugya, someone passed between Noshim, the Zohar saying Nichol Geder of Nichba of epilepsy. To focus on this on two cases, one that's practical, one not more not too practical. The Gemara in Pesachim says that someone who stands in front of a Ner Orem is Nichba. Habe Nichba. So the question now is, how can you take a shower? Or, right? So we discuss it. So that's the Gemara Pesachim says is Nechba. The Mishnah Derech Eretz says it's Domim Bereishai.
A Ner, what is it
called? Referring Bifnei Ner Orem.
What's Ner?
A candle. A lit candle. Light. Halacha Lamaisa is brought down in Simon Ayin Reish Hay in the Shabbos by the Mishnah Brura, the Graz, the El Rabba. Why is it brought down over there for? Because brought down by the Ramah. The Ramah says when you change kids in front of on Shabbos, you have to change kids all the time. But you want to change them in front of the neighbors on Shabbos, not to go do that. Why else be the mitzvah? That means they say in front of Svarim or in front of neighbors, you should not change your kids. Why are you turning away? It's not nice in front of the neighbor Shabbos. In front of the Svarim, it's not nice. These are mitzvah. Correct the Achroinim over there. I think Gemara Pesachim. The Bayam Tzadosugim Orem Al Nichba Al Sakono. Why Gemara Tzadosugim these are mitzvah? That's the Gemara Achroinim. the two main malachim over there. The two malachim over there. One, the Tosu Shabbos wants to answer, maybe in Ishtana Tevel. My Mishmur did not go the way. When like the Eli Rabo, a kid's different than an adult. Therefore, Al Sakona there isn't. Biza Mitzvah on Maisa there is. And therefore, we should not change the kids from this farm. When there's Al Sakona Biza Mitzvah. That means, right there, applies to the Mishmur bring you down, Ramah. And second, applies to Gedolim. Now the question is, how do you make that to us, make it practical? So the first case, let's say you have a candle that's inside a glass, a shisus. Is that in the chatzitzo, in the front of the menorah itself? That means a lantern, right? So there is a daka tshuva on us, the sim kuta zayin, that brings down, since on a shisus, that's a chatzitzo, the sun from the menorah, the glass around it. Therefore, they discuss. No. We get to, that's light. This is the get to sakona nechba. If so, negate to chashmal, every chashmal has a glass around it. So is that nichel in being covered over here? Or no, that's there's no way to have light without having it.
Why is there no way? Every glass are going to really deep open my house. That means that
no. What?
The LED bulbs, if you cut that plastic off, it's not necessary.
I know it's not necessary, but the miso, it's there not to, because it makes a much better light.
And
it's built in. It's the part. It's good enough. It's not something that you have to candle in and out. It's something that's made that way.
So
it's the Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He's a miso. It's around it. It's not the light itself. The miso is mutter. There's a Stromach. He's a miso. No, here's a good over. So it's one reason why you make them. Well, we'll get that. The second thing is over here. We said a candle, maybe not a candle. What about chashmal? Also, the mavuch among the macharinim, you know, mazover. Because if I want to tie a chashmal, it's not a candle. No, that's not slight. This is the inner sakono. Sakono, what Chazal say? We know any shnik tzas, maybe not nichl upon it. They want tie the mice, they did not say chashmal because they didn't have chashmal. Maybe it's nichl upon it. Atzal Sheni, Yoshua, they asked him again, and the Arlitz, he wants Taina, it has to be Daf Kei Thereish. It has to be fire over here, there's no fire. A third thing is, they build upon that, fluorescent is not Eish now. Fluorescent itself doesn't get hot over here. So again, Chod Shani of Israel wants to be Meikel, of Kupushas the Maisa wants to be Machmer, Maisa it's light over here. Another thing they discussed, what about in the Nabatio or in America? Mikvah. So, Kamal Mishom Azam, what time, what's the state of the Isser? The state of the Isser is a place that's not made to be Orem. In a house, not made. But this is a place that's made to be Orem. It's not the Zayim. That's the Mamokim itself to be Orem that way. One side, not Nichol together of Sakono. But there was no problem. The Yashu wants to go this way. Last decline. Tashani or Litzion or Vizvilobach, his son will send a Mikvah only Mutal Mokim Mitzvah, Hashem Mitzvah, Dei Dovarah. The Maisa, what just comes out to be practical is that if you realize, I said so many two from number one, first of all, maybe it doesn't apply, we always have fluorescent. No one has incandescent light bulbs anymore. Number two, maybe it doesn't apply to Chashmal. Maybe number three, we have a glass around it. Maybe number four, all our Marachats is a Nichol together of that's Derech, Mazoinim, Shomadam, and Biashim. That's why it seems that today we not seem to be worried about this in the Nichol when they get to this concept. However, there's another concept they bring down. Can you take a match and blow out the flame? Can you take a candle and blow out the flame? It's a concept the Olam says over, blowing it out. Where's the Mamokah for it? So what the Mamokah, the Noyos HaMa'or, Rishon brings down, why Rishon Nechpa? The Itzim Adroshim brings down, Domo B'Roshoi. Nechpa, epilepsy. The Itzim Adroshim brings down, Domo B'Roshoi. And therefore, the Masfarim, Yafalei, Zevchei Tzedek, Benesh Chai, the Maisa brings down this idea, and the Chaim said the Maisa to be Machmer, Shmir Shabbat Chosay, the Perek Samach brings it down, the Gert Abdullah, he says to be very careful, close to Yavetz Chaim, as blowing it out. That wasn't mean blowing it out. It means the wind knocks it out, or your mouth blows it. Oh, right. So it's the Lashem of all the Paiskim is Piv, and this is Chaim very clearly, he said no, you can't blow it out. You want it to go like this, shake it out. The Maisa, there's no problem. Therefore, negate Neir Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So there is interesting already in the Lechem upon him when they go to Achoinim. He wants time to turn Mitzvah Day Davara. It really depends what Yan Hogi is. A lot of people, when you learn Hilkos of Lux Neiris, Machlokes among the Paiskim can even blow out the candle to Isha. You say when she lit Shabbos Neiris, now it's lit already, now it's Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot put it out. So you put it down lit. Assuming we have Machlokes Mekabel Damah, or no, you can blow it out afterwards. Mice, they say that maybe there's a hetter over here inside the Shem Mitzvah Devarah. Mice in the newest form saying, Mice be choshvi machmer, and Mice not to blow out, to shake it out or put it down over here.
What about Erev Shabbos? Don't you repair the candles?
No, it's
same thing. Shake it up.
It's an actual candle. Actual candle.
It's not. It's what they do. You figure out.
Ow.
Nowadays you have these electric. Sure, nowadays you have matches. So now they have now these electric.
Bottom line is a birthday cake can't blow out of
the cake. That's what I said. No, again, it could be according to the last point. I'm sure it's really dead number up.
Nowadays, yeah, you don't have these matches anymore. You have now the electric.
And the idea to light your Shabbos candles beforehand to make sure they light better. The place can say Mizmanenu, there's no need for that at some because my thing light just well. And my mother was very upset when I was younger. I used to do that because it makes things worse. If I stop doing that, when I see this wrong, I say the same thing. Today we do not have to light the candles before, and take it light, it gets even worse when you light it before.
What? What if it makes it better?
It makes it better.
It's not
even good. What? The halacha is supposed to light the wick before you light the Shabbos candles. The place can say that the whole reason is to make it light better when you light the second time. Today it's not making it light better, therefore there's no point doing that. The Gete never have dolo about how to put it out. So my all this from say you have a baya, you should not blow it out. For the longest to take it and put it out inside the wine. One last thing to get to blowing out is blowing out birthday candles. Now, first, there are two things to get to birthday candles. First is the question, why in the world are the candles in front of on a cake? So the source where they're coming from is that the pagans, they wanted to find favor in the eyes of the moon goddess. And therefore, they made a cake round. That cake that was round because that was a shape of the moon, and they put candles on top because that's the light of the moon. And therefore, they blow out the candles and make a wish to the goddess of the moon. That's what they're doing it for. Now, the question is, can we do that? Obviously, among the rishonim in the place, what the getter is. Is the getter that something that is shtriyot, that comes from avodah zarah, you now go do? The goyin shita, how he paskins? Or if there's any reason why people are doing it b'zman hazeh, gam, the makor for it is terrible, you can't do it with the ramah shita. They point out that you won't be mach for the goyin. For example, we know on Shavuos we don't have trees in our house anymore, or people don't have trees in our house on Shavuos. As the goyin shita, p'chusem lois aleichu, therefore can I make sure I have a candle on top of your cake? You're like their mother, and point out the kids get very excited about it, and they're very happy and appreciate it, and they're not doing a mitzad, this idea of Zaro, going to the mother, says, Motor. One of Cheshire, mitzad, the going, even the sparklers, they have a round cake. What are you doing it for?
For hot. You can do candles. Yeah.
Again, the going sheet is, why do they have trees and shores? Why? From already, it's a mascara from
but
already.
They're
from
not the flowers.
It says either a sovereign. Or it says two things that are there, seven or eight. Seven. Neither one we do. Why? Because says the going. Because the mice, the going did it, but they have an Xmas that the trees inside. Even though we came first and we have a makar for it, still the going says to stop it. This thing of vodka when the going will be awesome. However, if you go like your moshito,
no one knows about the pagans.
Again, we're not doing that also by the trees. We're doing because we came first already. Again, the going sheet is the going sheet. If you learn the. Okay, you learn Goyin and Taisis, it's very clear. Even though we came first, we have reasons. We have no idea what the reasons are. It came from there. That's the Makor. It's more exciting. The mice go to it. The mice to blow it out. You have another Baya of Nechbo.
You
have another Baya. What? You should not blow our candles. You have Baya Mitzvah
Sugim Sarkolo. Let's say, if you wish nothing bad will happen,
No. So you have two problems over here. Fine, so that's Akan the Sugya of Kosher, the idea of Nechpa. Now, you want to continue?
Nachum,
so, Baruch Hashem, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 minutes.